Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
Yes, indeed, everybody. This is the third live hour of Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is July 3rd, 2016. And the call number is 800-313-9443. I just want to mention that on the RBN Parker Pathways on October 18, 2009, I was talking about the globalization of healthcare. This is when I was exposing United States Code Section 1346, which is called Honest Serious Fraud. And here I was talking about the creation legally of the Grand Jury for Science and Technology. On October 25, 2009, I was discussing the model for the socialization of food and water and medicine development and medical devices developed by the United Nations. This is when I gave the presentation to the United Nations concerning the socialization and the taking over of the world population by food, water, and chemistry. On November 1st, 2009, I talked about Dr. John Holdren and the President's secret present science and technology czar in his presentation from 1977 to now, suggesting sterilants be added to the drinking water to decrease human reproduction. That show was grabbed by the United Nations and sequestering. On November 8, 2009, I presented the health care bill, which was passed 220 to 215, and the socialist implication for the population control as proposed by Dr. John Holdren, the science and technology czar for President Obama. And on November 15, 2009, I presented what's called the Public Good Game, a virtual world game for your personal survival in the population control eco-dynamics, a complete mind game of control sold on the open market for children of 4 to 10. We have Blue from Tennessee. Thank you for waiting.
No problem. Dr. Parker, all right, our school is going to be sending 175 kids to Hawaii in November for a parade that they're going to be in. I'm looking at the CDC map right now about Zika, or ZP, however you pronounce it. And I'm not... It's very confusing the way that they have this regulated. Apparently, there are no outbreaks in the United States, but they're also not categorizing sexually transmitted. So, to me, this Zika or ZP disease is the new AIDS of the 2000s. Because we have no control over it. We have no idea what it can do. But they had no idea it was even sexually transmitted. We're sending over, you know, little black and white children that can be affected by this. What I'm looking for is I've not heard anything on the protocol outside of using bug spray. Well, I don't know the best bug spray. And is there anything that I can go ahead and start doing now, 6 months in, or several months in advance, of boosting up the immune system so if they are even bitten, it will help to protect them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good. It's a good question. You know, the government, the president of the United States, he didn't do it. He shouldn't even be doing it. You know, he should be taking care of the world in another way. But he has a deal with Brazil and on oil exploration, and also the food supply, the soybean food supply for America is diminishing and is going to Brazil. So that being said, and that's real, you know, I think the figure is, yeah, 73%, see, United States will lose that soybean crop to Brazil. So more than half, you've got more than half of Brazil is going to have, it has right now, that was the deal Obama made. So you have the soybean crop becomes animal feed, and Brazil leads the world in sugarcane ethanol production, which is what that's about.
Now, well, we don't even know if this can be transmitted by water.
Yeah, well, I'm getting,
very easily could be.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting to that. So when the mosquitoes were down there on the new soybean plants, the idea is that you have to have, in order for the soybeans competing with crops that are in Brazil that have a species what's called induced gene system, which goes all the way back before Bible times. I mean, that's how long those plants have been there. By the gobble bean trees, which are, you can't cut down in Brazil. So, you know, so you leave these ponds that are there so the mosquito shows up, see? So now what you got here is that there are two theories. One is that the mosquito has picked up the pesticides in the water from Brazil. It's mutated twice before it made it to the northern continent. And then on the other side, you have the gene structure for a separate stomach in that mosquito. So now you've got the transmission of the genetic structure for the malformation of the brain, the microcephalia of the babies that are born in South America. So that starts it off, okay? Now, what you've got there is you've got an epigenetic gene system that's been transferred by the population, and I think you can take someone from Brazil that can cross and come into America. They're carrying the epigenetic gene for Zika. That's the one transmission. Second transmission is that you have now a mutation to be resistant to the pesticide that's in the water that's being transmitted to the human. That's your second transmission into American bodies. Now, those are the theories. Well, they know it's more than theory because what's happened is they understand that if that particular gene system on the epigenetic changes and goes to the lymph gland of the human, of the American body, there will be no way to change the immune system. They will be, instead of getting, most of the American babies are not getting microcephaly. But to discover that you can transmit this by sexual intercourse was known, and here, Blue, is the biggie, was known for 1 year. For 1 year. So we don't know how many thousands of babies that have been, you know, born, ladies that wanted to have babies and they've aborted their babies. There's no record of these people. They know where they're out in terms of thing. They come, you know, they're a walking time bomb. So now you take all of that and you say, well, you would think that we would treat the Zika as a pandemic. In other words, like the formation of anthrax or something of that sort, which is on the level it is. So you know what the president does? He says, well, we're going to put $2 million research towards Zika. That's his answer. So now you're left with, well, it shouldn't be his answer anyway. It should be the people with Health and Human Services figured out. So they've spent, you've got a 2.5-year span from the soybean transfer of Brazil of plants to grow to take away our crops of soybean in this country, send it to Brazil, and you have the mosquito developing in either one of these two avenues. Now, no one knows why the virus is being transmitted through sexual intercourse. And that was being known, and they finally tracked what that had been happening for at least a year. So,
well, that gets back to Ebola, too.
Huh?
I'm not Ebola, Ebola. They didn't realize that it was transmitted, you know, that it would live in sperm.
Yeah,
as long as it does.
And they found out, of course, they say, well, it's in the lacrimal fluid of the eye, and that's a potential transmitting area as it stands now. But the whole thing is, you have lacrimal fluid. Where does lacrimal fluid come from? It comes from the spinal fluid. See, people don't realize. It's amazing to me that people don't connect their organs. You know, that's not a criticism. You know, I don't expect that they don't take anatomy. You know, but the thing is, so this is in the spinal fluid. Well, this is the same thing for Zika. So now we're talking about, and I'm going to give you a theory on this. First of all, any pool of water that you have around your world, Blue, you get rid of it. In other words, standing water of any kind. That's a natural thing to do to get rid of mosquitoes. There is nothing that anyone knows about at this time to kill the mosquito. In fact, a mosquito is like the wild bee. It's mutated from Brazil in the same, you know, way to survive, see? So in other words, to kill the honeybee and the other species. So the same thing for this mosquito. Now, I have a theory. Now, here, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You know that. Not anything on this politically correct thing. Between you and me, Lo, I think that they did it on purpose. Remember when the wild bee was, they said, well, a beekeeper let out some wild bees by accident. And this was about how many years ago? About 7 years ago. And they said they left a wild bee out, you know, and so they got out and were sorry. Well, the same thing's going for the mosquito. They use the same wording. Well, we know the mosquito's there, but we didn't do anything about the form of the wetlands because we had to grow the sugar cane next to the soybeans in Brazil. Now, it all came from the same lab, that I know. So this means that somebody's been messing with the genome of the mosquito. And that's just a theory. That's just a theory.
Could it possibly be Bill Gates?
Beg your pardon, Bill?
Could it possibly be Bill Gates?
Yeah.
Would be the first person that I would tagline on that. But I guess what I'm looking for are any answers of what I can do to supplement their diet.
I'm going to tell you something where I'm going to go with this in terms of, you know, everybody talks about alternate medicine. Alternate medicine is excellent for the world. There's nothing wrong with it. They think, but it's not strong enough, you know. You know what I would do? I would treat this on a day-to-day basis by taking a quinone, a quinine, the old-fashioned way. The calcium of malaria from the Panama Canal that killed thousands of people. It was quinine is what helped the body work it through. But you see, what we're dealing with are two things. What we're dealing with is an inflammation of the body. And the idea that everybody says, get this herb and it'll take care of your inflammation. Well, it's not going to take care of your inflammation. You know, the whole process of this is going to be based upon the idea of being able to try to keep what are called cytokines from causing the inflammation. These are in the body, and you have to have them measured. So what I would do is work with a quinone-type product. They don't sell that over the shelf. So this means that one has to do, I would have an antibody test done in the lab to determine your cytokine level. If it's above 20 micrograms per antibodies in your serum, I would ask, by the way, you can ask, I'll put you in the lead. My email is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and it's legal for me to do that, so I can do it over the email, but not the air. So what we'll do is get a quinone. The other thing is to take herbs that are called bitter herbs. They're very very hard to take, you know, because they're bitter. That's why they're called that. But they have an alkaloid in them that has a potential over the centuries to take care of the cytokine level. It wasn't called cytokine during the Egyptians doing it, but the whole thing is that's what the immunology molecule is in your body. And something has to be done. And what you're doing with this is to build your immune system to it. You're not going to change a gene structure, but you can change the inflammation in your body. And that's what I would focus on right now, because right now there's, you know, everybody's touting all kinds of stuff to say, well, take this supplement, this herb supplement, and that stuff. But those are, they're too weak. They're too weak. And
my next question, my last question for you, and I will let you go because I know there are other callers and things you need to get to. When it comes to actual mosquito sprays, I really do not like the deep sprays. But is that going to be the most effective against
What kind of spray is that again, Lou? I'm sorry.
I do not like the mosquito sprays that have deep in them because I think that they're too toxic. But if that's the only way to prevent those mosquitoes from biting.
I think that it's worth trying to do it again. I know what you're saying. And since this is a real world, unknown land we're on, if I were doing it the way I purchase, use whatever you can and do. Yes, I'd use spray. I'd go after these boogers like you wouldn't believe. I have screens. I would be doing spray. I'd do the thing, eliminate ponds of water. I'd do the bitters. I would do quinine. I would do the whole thing. And because the government's not going to, you know how long it's going to take them? We don't even know how long it's going to take them.
You can't even understand when you're on the CDC's website. It makes absolutely no sense. And in fact, it says in the United States there was one laboratory acquired case of Zika.
Yeah.
What idiot would stab yourself with Zika?
Yeah.
Hello.
I know. Yeah, particularly in phlebotomy. I know what you
mean. According to what it's saying, but according to the website, apparently there are 935 cases. Did you hear that in the news? Because I certainly did not hear that in the news.
No, they're not going to tell you that, no. That's what makes it difficult because of different species. That's what I'm talking about. The idea is that, you know, one from the genetic code and one from the plant code. And on top of that, the mosquito itself is mutating to have another stomach to create this virus. Yeah. So it's I want to keep track. You call again and keep track of this because I'm on top of trying to, you know, keeping up on this one because what I don't like about it is the fact that it kills people in a different way. And it doesn't kill them naturally. And that's why I'm interested in it. Thank you, Blue.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Before Blue left, kind of thing, I was giving a message that said on a note, there's a reference that comes out of Nature, volume 420, page 853 to 859, and the author's Tracy. This is a cholinergic anti-inflammatory pathway, which we relate to the issues that we were discussing. We have a caller, Minerva, from New Mexico. Thank you for holding. Hello, Minerva.
Hi, Dr. Parker. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you for calling.
I'm having a bit of a hard time hearing you. I just wanted to respond to some of Blue's comments and yours. Just so you know, I make a natural, 100% natural bug spray and insect repellent, which has traveled to the Amazon and works beautifully. So if anybody's looking for something safer for their skin, they can just look it up. But I'm not calling in to promote myself. I wanted to respond to the quinine comment you made. And it's kind of interesting because about the last month, I've just sort of been craving this product, and I did find one, but I'm wondering if it contains, it says it contains hand-picked quinine, or quinine, some people pronounce it, and it's called Q-Tonic, and it comes in a big bottle, and it's quite good. It's not, it has just many sugar. It has some organic agave and some natural bitters and hand-picked quinine. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay. Does that have the same benefits?
Well, it has an anti-inflammatory motif to the molecule.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And I would recommend it. The first comment you made, they can find you on Amazon, right?
Sorry?
Yeah, they can find you on Amazon.
No, I'm not on Amazon.
Huh?
Unfortunately, I'm not on Amazon. I'm just on my MinervaMedica.us.
Okay,
that's
the thing.
Yeah.
How do people get a hold of you?
Well, they can go on the website and order it. It's a whole e-commerce website, MinervaMedica.us, MinervaMedica. And then one other thing, it's good to know. And so there's no danger. I was reading about quinine on the internet and all these government websites. I've warned, you know, of all these terrible things that can happen if you drink too much quinine. Is that true?
Yeah. It's dose-related. The other problem is a lot of people have genetic predisposition qualities to these things. It affects what's called a cholinergic anti-inflammatory pathway, and that's why it works, because it affects what's called an inflammatory reflex. And we'll catch that back. The caller comes back. It'll be we'll bring that in again. If Minerva calls back, we'll bring her on. Well, the thing is that is Minerva from New Mexico there?
Yes, I don't know what happened. The call just got cut off, but I'm back.
Well, we got your back, Minerva. Okay.
Thank you.
One of the thoughts that I wanted to give up is very important. Is that for what this discussion is for the blood and the immunology buildup from inflammatory systems is that this affects the autonomic nerve system. So you detect the presence of that inflammatory stimuli. That's what you're trying to do. When a transmission of a virus is from an insect, it is affecting the brain and the spinal fluid. This is why Ebola is transferred by lacrimal fluid as well. That's why you have sexual transmission of these various forms of viruses. And it's a cholinergic anti-inflammatory pathway, and it connects to the vagus nerve, which is the main nerve in the body, and goes to the brain, to the stomach, to stimulate the intestine. And that's what's important. I'm glad you called, Minerva. I got a break.
Can I hang on? Can I hang on for after the commercial?
Sure, we'll try you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains.
This is Parker Pathways, and we still have Minerva from New Mexico.
Yes, hey, Minerva. Yes, hello. Hi. You had made a reference to Blue about some herbal bitters, and I was just wondering, there are a few that I work with, but ones that I find, and they are difficult to drink, but you can put some, you know, stevia leaf or and sneak a tiny bit of honey in there, and it makes it easier as a tea. But what do you think about artichoke leaf and olive leaf?
Those are good.
Yeah, I find great results with artichoke leaf.
Artichoke leaf is excellent. It's got an oxacillin. It's a natural oxacillin. It's very good.
Right.
A lot of people don't pay much attention to that one. Yeah.
I know, it's a good little secret, but a lot of herbal stores have it, and it's quite good. Whenever we get dumped with a heavy load of chemtrails, I definitely go for that, just instinctively.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one other thing. About a year ago, you had helped me develop a bioimmune tincture. Well, it's a little more than a year ago, because I wanted to make something as a preventative for the Ebola virus, which seems to have calmed down. at least in the media, but you had mentioned to me that same tincture, because I know I sent you some bullets because you helped me tweak it, that same tincture might also be valuable for other types of viruses, and I was wondering if you still felt that way, and I did, because I haven't marketed it yet. I don't have it on my website, but we put a lot of time and effort into that, and I would like to make it available.
I don't have in front of me mm-hmm. all of the ingredients. That would have to be tweaked and discussed in another way. You have my email, don't you? kwati@sbcglobal.net.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, the thing is, we can talk about that. I think first of all, what we were discussing in that, I agree with your statement. I think that there's potential for that. These little, you know, tweaking for different things. But viruses now have taken on separate mutations that if one knows about them, one can tweak certain things in the immunology system, which are called heavy chain locuses in the gene structure. And one of the reasons that a lot of people can take herbs for a period of time dry, they don't get the results on a long term that they like, you know, because the body's not set up to assimilate or accept that as a foreign antigen. That's why tinctures are much better for viruses. So I think that there's something to develop there. Okay. So if you like, we'll work with that.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. And I just wanted to say I'm grateful. I know it's probably no fun taking the shots, but I'm grateful you're still doing your program, and it's still just as good as ever. So
I appreciate that, because it's at a great cost. But the thing is that if I don't do it, I lose the platform, and because there are too many bad guys out there, and once I get the books set up, in fact, they'll save you. They're begging me for their set of books, and when I tell them the truth, that just about everything right now is written on napkins and scraps of paper, they think I'm kidding. Listen, I'm glad you called, and I think that we have a good avenue here. I think we'll work on this bioimmune system.
All right, wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Parker.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for calling. One of the aspects of this, I'm going off message a little bit in terms of something that I wanted to mention today that's on the same level. There's been some research that's been done to work with dirt bacterium, which can help the human develop stress-related pathologies. And some of this work has been done at the University of Colorado in Boulder, and I had to review it because they needed funds, and so I passed on it to have them continue that work. But it's the Mycobacterium vaccae, which is in soil, may have more of a physiological reaction in the terms of stress that is affecting the human stress, but to affect the microbiome of Heliobacter. And Heliobacter has been around for many thousands of years, actually. But the idea that the immune system can be accentuated by commensal microbes from the soil, I have a very high regard for that, because it's affecting the serotonin system, according to their research, and is disrupting the expression of the genes. See, I keep coming back to the genes. In this case, this gene is TPH2, which is involved in the synthesis of serotonin in the brain. And I'm very high on that concept of that. I think, in fact, I'm almost projecting that there should be some form of due diligence when someone buys property. You know, what's your bacteria content of your soil? Of course, it's called by soil type 1, which I've always asked for. I can remember when I first started talking to people about land, and I said, well, I'm looking for soil type 1. And they didn't know what the hell I'm talking about. And they're real estate agents, you know, real estate people. They had no clue, you know. And, of course, soil type 1 you need for growing food and to the determination of things. And speaking of that, and that's a good tip for you, you know, for you folks just learning about that, or if you already know it, very quickly, because we're running out of time. But I wanted to mention about stem cell technology. The human on a chip has been developed where you can have a liver metabolism, you can have a skeletal muscle system and a neuron, electrical system, a cardio-electrical system, and a cardio-mechanical system all in one chip. So you can use the stem cell to develop the axis of cell activity and do a biochemical assay patterned after what's called the microelectrical arrays. And, of course, these arrays are coming from the cell itself. See, each cell of our body has a vibration. And the vibration is actually based upon, you can actually hear it with a certain instrumentation. I have heard the sound of my stem cells with the high-level instrumentation from NASA, and it's amazing when you hear your own aura, a sound which is used from the muscle, from the cells of the body. These are called electromagnetic functions, and can be highly discovered. I'm going to take the concept of the stem cell system and use it by sound, just like the Buddhas used to say, you know, cause and effect through sound. So I wanted to mention that, and I think it's because it brings me to another point of sound. I'm going back into some of the old research, and when I was, it was years ago when NASA was trying to develop the idea of capturing urine in the space shuttle, at that time just to urinate and be able to, that was the state of the art at that time, just to urinate and be able to defy gravity was the stage it was in. So that's where I got associated with the Aborigines in Australia, because I didn't know that my karmic wheel would turn on water most of my life, but that's what. But of course, the Aborigines in Australia were used in the NASA shots to the moon and to the other parts, because they were using what's called the dream state and the dream time communication, which is that's what the Aborigines call it, and with the people in the space capsule. And those experiments, by the way, they didn't tell the public, but they worked. So I was sent to Australia and to work with the concept of development of how see, in urine there's salt, and so you had to find a way to, at that time membranes weren't developed as well as they are, you had reverse osmosis was invented, but it hadn't developed the concept of the porous gravity push, which is necessary in quantum physics. So the idea is that I spent time with the Aborigines and their dream stories on creation, and got in touch with their story of the Milagambi, the story of Gambalanga tribe that involves how water formed in their creation. Now, we're talking about way before creation myths were really developed. And according to the Dreamtime story, there wasn't any sea, and all the water was fresh. And In the dream story, when a turtle was killed, one of the god turtles were killed, it urinated, making the water salty. And that's their story. And this also comes from the Wananara giant serpent story that traveled inland from the sea. And he wanted to protect the rivers, and he didn't want the people to come from other galaxies to come and take the water. So the Gamalanas tribe has what's called a bush cockroach and a lizard and a wallaby. And according to the story is that they travel around the wall of fresh water in a paper bark basket. And at the time, the water was fresh, and which is now salty. But the lizard sent the cockroach off to find clay to paint, you know, each other. So the cockroach did a job of painting the lizard. And when the lizard painted the cockroach, he did a careless job. And the cockroach got very upset about the bad job the lizard had done in painting him. So he got angry, and he urinated in the water to make it salty. And then the wallaby hid in to stop the cockroach urinating it to turn it salty. And that's the reason they give for there's so much salt in the urine and the formation of contaminating the fresh water with salt from the paper bark container of water. Now, from that dream story, I helped invent the formation of anti-gravity system in the NASA system for it was very crude and very cumbersome, but it did work. Now, of course, it's very sophisticated. It almost duplicates the dream story, which I brought out years ago in terms of the Aborigine. And of course, I'll be using the Wananara giant serpent dream story for the development of new forms of antibodies, which I'm going to use in stem cell research for humans. And I'm going to use the Tagi the warrior on the freshwater war that occurred just after the creation of the Earth, which is the use of the Pleiades and the Orion group of stars in the war battle for water on this planet. So, and of course, I'll be writing a lot about that as well. So we only have about 10 minutes left of what I was going to say it in the first hour, but we got to when the British sold themselves out and voted out of the European Union, which might be good for them in the old ways, but the 401ks in this country were, and their indices were just wiped out. I mean, you know, that's the financial losses we'll see for years to come. And the only reason that that has to tie it in with the patent website, the idea, the government wishes to have the grid under electrical grid and invention under remote control. Now, if you understand what we're talking about here, living off the grid might be a good idea, you know, it's already controlled by remote control with the formation of the metrics and the meters that are established in the new homes and the idea of rate system. Understand, water is now finance. And when the British voted out of the European Union, it meant that the water price, in the terms of the water indexes for investment, went up. So that's why companies like Xylem did well, because Xylem, of course, is connected with oil and gas at the same time as water. So therefore, their indices different the invention and investment system was happening almost that same day. And that's important information I'm giving you as well. And, of course, that has to do with the development of how the new genetic sequences will be taken from babies. Keep in mind, a baby's DNA sequence remains unaltered. A lot of people don't realize that. So if you have virtually every genetic disease can be prevented by a form of screening, there's no need to edit the genome, say. So if you can identify the parents to be whose lifestyles are going to change, in terms to place their potential children at risk is really with the process of that. Well, you can't do that without water. So to understand this, you have the basis of economy is based upon invention. I mean, the patent office wouldn't have a worldwide conference to have the sustainable development of the United Nations for nothing. Now, the Chinese applications have risen about 30 times, you know, the full to have their archives. So what you have is the patents that have been filed by European unions around 125,000. In 5 days, South Korea, Taiwan, and China has doubled that in 5 days. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
This is Parker Pathways, and we have just a few minutes left, and I normally have, at the end of my 3 hours, I have a culmination story that I lead up to for the 2.5 hours of multiple subjects. But today, I'm going to do something I didn't want to do, which is talk about something personal, which but it's July 4th, and everybody talks about patriotism enough, and there's a couple callers that have called, you know, and I've talked about, as far as I'm concerned, we've lost our soul, our core, and we need hope in terms of this. I'm just going to give you a quick story. During the Second World War, the medical people were trained. There was one medic that was always designated as the person who carried the prayer box. And the prayer box is where you have all the ingredients for the different type of religions for the last rites to be given to someone on the battlefield. And the prayer box was retired in the military for a while. And I was unfamiliar with it, of course, because I come into the world later, into the World War global battle. And being with Uncle Sam, special missions, highly trained in medicine, the rest of it. At the end of the training term, they took me into a room, and this was in the Naval Academy. And on the table was a crate. And the way the military does it, no matter what body part that you have, they box it up to make sure that the family gets your body part. No part of your body is left behind. And it's still that way today. In this crate, they opened the lid, and they introduced me to the prayer box. This had been in the Second World War. I said, we feel that you would be a candidate for us, for you to carry the prayer box. And they didn't want me in the battlefield completely, but I was always out there. And that was the point. We were sent to places where medicine and other kinds of fire. We were kind of medical green berets at that time, and that was the way the military worked then. So all of the religions I learned and how to give the last rites, you know, thing, and I carried the prayer box. So the prayer box is quite heavy. And it always had a separate parachute. We were parachuted into an area, so they always connected it to my body. And I gave many last rites of these different prayers. And I've had a lot of patriots die in my arms. But I gave the thing, and that's where it started of my prayer wheel on Parker Pathways, 28-day prayer wheel that I have. There's about 900 people or so in there now. These are people that have been affected by the water. And in the government, you know, taking over their land by eminent domain, shooting their animals, you know, and then taking their children. That's the latest one under the guise of medical research and from the water. So I've decided that I'm going to revive the prayer box and put it through. In terms of the part of if you wish to be a part of the prayer box, you give me your denomination and the terms, and I will do a mind silent prayer for you out of the prayer box that's over 43 years old. Prayer box. I want to thank all of the listeners on the program. I thank RBN from the bottom of my heart, and of course my producer, great producer. I want to give a great salute to all of you out there. Remember the troops. We are America. Remember America. We will see you 10 to 1 Central Time in the United States of America on RBN next Sunday. God bless everybody.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.